Doobie doobie doo. Hello there. How long have you been there? Oh, it's like you can really see me through the podcast anyways. Maybe you can visualize me, or if you have like Daredevil's ability, you can start to see the shape of sound, which is kind of cool in a way, right? Anyways, it's Jonathan Mertz, and coming up on today's episode of It's Your Break, basically we're going to put you into an investigative state. You know, every day people are scammed, but you don't have to be. And I'm actually going to hook you up with somebody who helps you out in that aspect, especially if you're renting or even buying. What am I talking about? Well, it's coming up next on It's Your Break. It's Your Break will return right after this.
Hey, it's Bubba, and I'm here with Mertz. Thank you for letting me take over for a second.
Not a problem, Bubba.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, Mertz, me and you have been sitting here for a minute, and our It's Your Break family has been growing. I said it once before, and thank you very much for doing this whole project and getting it starting running, and I'm kind of making it look good.
Yeah, whatever.
McGripe, how did you get in here?
Yeah, I was sitting right across from you the entire time. We all have microphones.
He's got a point.
Yeah, I do. That's why I do my McGripe's Gripe of the Moment. I sure want to It's Your Break podcast. It's a lot better than Bubba's.
I don't know about that.
Oh, hold on. If we're going to get into who has the best podcast, it's obviously me.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever, Mertz.
What do you mean, whatever? Without me, you two would not exist.
You do have a point.
Yeah, I think so. You got us this time.
Anyways, check us out online at itsyourbreak.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at It's Your Break. And also subscribe to our podcast. Just search It's Your Break inside of iTunes, and you'll see all of our podcasts, whether it's Bubba's, McGripe's, or just the normal It's Your Break. At Shore Shooters, beach photography is our specialty. It's all we do. Our experienced fun photographers are the best at capturing your vacation memories as they happen. It's real life, candid, and fun, not just posed portraits. And we're not just isolated to one beach. We are in the Alabama Gulf Coast with Dolphin Island, Gulf Shores, and Orange Beach, the Florida Panhandle, Tampa Bay area beaches, Sarasota, Fort Myers, and Hilton Head, South Carolina. To learn more about us, see our pricing options, meet our photographers, see samples of our works, read reviews from our clients, or to schedule your beach photography session, go to shoreshooters.com. That's shoreshooters.com. Or call us at 866-856-2435. Schedule your session online and enter the discount code SUNNY for $10 off any package. Again, that discount code is SUNNY for a $10 discount towards any beach photography session. And now, back to It's Your Break. Welcome to It's Your Break. Hi, I'm Jonathan Mertz. And in this day and age, it's all about security. And security, not just in home system security. Sometimes you see those programs like LifeLock that go out there and check your social security number to see if there's any fraud or anything like that. Well, one investigation company has taken this to the next level with rentals and home purchases. They're going to let you figure out, when it comes to property, is it a good buy or is it a scam? And Tammy Sorrento is the mastermind behind this at fireballapproves.com. And I don't know if it's okay to say that you're the mastermind behind this.
I am. I am the anti-scam lady. And you know what? I'm just angry that people are getting scammed, and this is what I'm doing about it.
So as I read on your website, you kind of alluded to that you had an experience that prompted you to create this whole organization.
It did. If I had not had that experience, I would not. And I even talk to people every day. And most people have not rented a property in a very long time. So unless you've been in this situation, you probably don't understand the magnificence of the scams that are going around. I have 25 years of insurance investigative experience. So when I was looking for a rental, and let me back up, we also have a new economy of home sharing. So there's an element of trust in the home sharing economy,
mm-hmm.
and some people just can't be trusted, unfortunately. So my situation, I went in 2 years ago, and by the time I got my whole family rounded up, we're going to take a family vacation, my siblings and their children and my grandchildren and all that, and we decided at the last minute where we wanted to go. So that's the first red flag. Anytime that you're making a reservation anywhere, don't wait until the last minute. That's when the scams really find that you're vulnerable. So when we were looking at Key West, all the Airbnbs were filled. All the VRBOs were filled. Couldn't find anything. So my brother is a broker down south, South Florida. And I said, well, you know what? I'm going in. I'm going to try Craigslist. And he even said, Tammy, please be very careful because there's so many scams, especially for Key West. And my background, I thought, hey, I got this, no problem. And you know what? I was not scammed, but it's the situation that anyone that does not have my skill set, I can understand how people get scammed. So I'm dealing with this person. I did all my due diligence. I checked Google Maps. I checked the property appraiser site so I knew the name of the owner of this property. And when I contacted the advertiser on Craigslist, would you believe that they created an email address in the name of the property owner?
Oh, wow.
So most people right there would have said, oh, this is legit. Well, in speaking to this person and corresponding over text and email, when it came down to it, I said, you know what, and I had asked them several times, I'm not comfortable making this reservation because, of course, a reservation is paying for the whole thing up front. And I said, I'm just not comfortable with this unless I know that you are who you say you are. And he became very frustrated, another red flag. I've been renting this property before you. I'll be renting this property after you. Okay, another red flag. Since I was such a pain in the butt, why did he even bother with me?
Right.
You know, obviously he's got other people lined up.
Cut your losses and move on to the next thing, basically, right?
Exactly, yeah. Because I'm a little bit high maintenance with this, right? So I said, you know, I'm just not going to do it. I cannot do this. So 2 days later, he contacts me again, and he says, I've got someone else that's interested in the same date. I was working with you longer. Are you interested? And I said, once again, nothing has changed. I still don't know that you are who you say you are. So this is the clincher. This is what really got me about this communication I had with this person. He said, well, let me send you some testimonials. So he sent me 3 invoices, just like mine, and he had taken off the phone number. So like any normal person, I Googled, and I got a phone number. I called the person on the invoice, and she said, number one, why did he give you my information? Because it was a total scam. Her and her husband had flown down from Chicago over New Year's Eve weekend.
Wow.
And the place was locked up. There was no entry. The person she had been dealing with, same person I had been dealing with. You know, funny how he was responsive before, but now, you know, she couldn't get a hold of him. So New Year's Eve weekend, they had to find temporary accommodations in Key West. I cannot imagine how much that cost. So then I asked her, well, you got the money back by using your credit card, right, and PayPal. And she said that it took her 6 months to get the money back from the credit card issuer because they considered that person to person and not person to business.
Mm.
that is what really turned the light on for me, because I thought, oh my gosh, I cannot imagine being stuck and then needing to get temporary accommodations and then happening to wait for 6 months to get your money back from the original rental that was a scam. And literally when that happened, I said, I was so relieved that I wasn't scammed. But at the same time, I felt like I had to do something. I had searched high and low. I was to the point that I had been in contact with a retired police officer that was ready to go to the home and check it out for me. Because I don't play.
Mm-hmm.
And so it didn't come to that. But that was the birth of Fireball Approved. So people always ask me, well, Fireball Approved doesn't say what you do. And you know what? I was strategic in that because I'm starting off with the rental property verifications.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not where I'm going to end. I mean, I'm going to fight every scam there is. And let it be known that when people are looking to rent a property anywhere in the U.S., when I check it out and I find that it was a hijacked or a stolen ad, I report that to the FBI.
Interesting.
I feel like that is my duty, and that's what happened. I had gotten a few that was just back-to-back. They were scams. And so I went to my local FBI building and I told them, I said, you know, I feel like I have a duty to give this information to you all. So I have a site that I report all this information into. What happens after that, I don't know. And I'll never be clued in, but mm-hmm. I hope that it makes a difference. So then I became a private investigator. Not that I needed that license, but it does make more sense to people so that they know what I do. Keep in mind that this is a brand new market. No one else is doing this. So it is as easy as it can be an Airbnb. It can be a long-term rental. One of my most fulfilling requests that I saved someone from getting scammed was a single mom of two children, and she was looking for a long-term rental. And when she sent me the information from the ad, it was a foreclosed home. The person had nothing to do with that location. So if there's any way that I can help someone from chaos and lost money and stress, I'll do it. So then as I started doing these inquiries, I saw a need for legitimate property owners to have a platform. So think of this product that I offer. Think of it like your Angie's List for vacation rental properties.
Right.
They actually apply for my certification. And because no one else is doing this, I guess a couple of my applicants did not realize that I am the Fireball and that I make sure that people aren't going to get scammed. And one of the ones that really I remember the most is because he had applied for my accreditation and for the property documents, he provided the owner's passport who lived in Switzerland. So I contacted the owner in Switzerland and I said, is this your authorized agent? And he said, no, that was an ex-employee of mine. So an ex-employee was trying to list this property when he had no business doing such. So that's what I do. I keep people from getting burned.
It makes perfect sense. And it's sad that in this day and age we have to do it. But to be honest, scams have been happening for almost as long as history themselves. It's just now that we have these cool tools to kind of keep up with some of the things. But at the same time, they're always finding things and making things faster and harder to trace sometimes.
Yes, they are.
So I'm looking on your site, and I see that, you know, just to investigate the ad itself, you guys are very reasonable at your price, less than $20. And then And a virtual rental property inspection, what is that? Because I see that's just a little bit more, but it's still not bad. It's $70. But what is that?
Okay, well, let's say you're relocating.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a place that you can't get to before, you know, you're actually going to move there. So oftentimes people will rent locations that they are going to, but they truly have not actually seen the property. Mm-hmm. So under that product, we dispatch a real estate professional to go, and first it goes through my process, and if it doesn't pass my process, then, you know, it doesn't move any further. So no one loses any money in this. If it does pass my process and they want someone, a professional, to actually go and take correct photos and video, that's what that is.
Gotcha. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And all of it is so that people aren't stuck or, you know, renting something that they just sent. That's thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, even with me and my wife and our son, we travel to Florida. Try to do it every year. We don't always do it every year, but we usually hang out in Madeira Beach, and we have a condo that we rent up there. And,
oh, nice.
And the lady that we get it from actually lives in Canada. So when we started researching this and doing it, me and my wife were a little paranoid because we had stayed in Treasure Island at one place, and it got a new ownership, and we didn't like the way that they were raising the rates and what they were doing at the place, so we wanted to find something new around the area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that as well. Fortunately for us, it worked out in our favor, and it worked out really well. But I could see where this could go completely wrong.
Absolutely.
This is very, very cool. Fireballapproves.com is her website. And if people just want to reach out to you, do they go to the website, or is there a Facebook page? Do they call your number?
I am all over. As a matter of fact, my Facebook page is Fireball Approves with no space.
Okay.
And that I post about all sorts of scams. It's not just my genre.
Uh-huh.
I post about phone scams, IRS scams, elderly scams. I mean, because that's what I'm going to, it's just a natural progression for me. So I invite everyone to please go to my Facebook page, like it, share it, because once again, no one knows to look for us because they don't know we exist. I am grassroots. I am a bootstrapped, you know, sounds like a country song, doesn't it, John?
That's interesting.
But that is my mission, is to keep people safe. And I do this for the entire United States. Now, I mentioned that when I was doing mine, I live in Florida. And I know that Florida has public records that, you know, you can look up the owner. Not all states do. Like California,
mm-hmm.
You cannot put in an address and search for the tax records or records regarding that property at all. So even more so are my services necessary. We have a lot of people, you know, moving to Silicon Valley and all that, the techs and all. And that is just a breeding ground for scams.
Oh, yeah.
And people are using so many different platforms when they are renting. Like, you would be surprised. We are really after right now, like, the traveling nurses, because they travel 4 times a year. Their assignments are 13 weeks.
Hmm.
And, you know, they're looking for the best rate, you know, where they're going. And oftentimes they are getting scammed by ads. But they're listing on Facebook. They're listing on, it's just everywhere. So how do you know? And what I have to say is there are many things that you can do on your own for your due diligence. And the number one tip that I'm going to give today is always reverse image search a photo. If you're looking at a photo with an ad, reverse image search it. You just right click. And it's not a fail safe. But if you do happen to find another ad with those photos and that ad is more expensive than the one you're looking at,
mm-hmm.
you're looking at a hijacked ad.
Gotcha.
Because property owners, they will list their property over many, many platforms, but they don't change the price. That's what's consistent is the price. So that's something that you can do on your own. However, it's still not a fail-safe. So at the end of the day, wouldn't you want a professional to actually look at the ad and use their tools that aren't accessible?
Oh, yeah.
The private investigation tools to make sure you're dealing with the owner. And I do that on Airbnbs. I do that on VRBOs. With those, when you make a reservation, you're actually paying for the entire reservation up front. Then you get a confirmation email that says, here's the location, here's the phone number of your host, here's the name of your host. That you can forward to me, and I will make sure that the host is actually the owner or the registered agent of that property. So it takes out the angst. Because I've used Airbnb, I've used VRBO. I love them. I mean, I've really had great experiences. However, when I made that reservation, until the time that I actually set foot in the home, you're always thinking, oh, gosh, is this the one? Is this the one that I'm always reading about and, we're going to be stuck? You can use my services with any platform at all. As a matter of fact, even my property owners, because they do list on so many different platforms, you can find Fireball approved properties on Airbnb, which is really cool. I love that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Tammy, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about this thing. And, typically I always don't have businesses on, but this is just one that caught my eye that serves a purpose that I thought, hey, let's get the word out a little bit, because this is something I wasn't aware of.
I really appreciate that, because all you have to do is Google rental scams. And here's another scary thing is now they are becoming so savvy that you can meet the scammer at the home.
Oh, wow.
This is for like long-term rentals.
Mm-hmm.
They'll find the foreclosed homes, break in, change the locks, show it to you. You move in, you turn on your utilities, and then the next thing that happens is a knock on the door from the bank saying, you're not supposed to be here.
Right.
And you can't recoup any of that money.
Oh, wow.
Because that person is long gone with your first, last, and security deposit. That's the kind of stuff that makes my blood boil. Yeah, so be careful. So even if you are looking at a rental home and you're not using a real estate agent, you need to do your due diligence. And even just because they show you the location doesn't mean that they are, in fact, the owner.
Wow, that's something to think about for sure.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
fireballapproves.com. You probably find all of this information out there, and I saw some videos on there as well. So, great resource.
Thank you. Thank you, Jonathan, and thank you for having me.
Eat Your Break has been brought to you by Shore Shooters. Visit them online at shoreshooters.com. Eat Your Break is hosted, announced, and produced by Jonathan Mertz. All sound effects and music were purchased through Sound Ideas and Spark of Vision. It's Your Break is owned and distributed by Spark of Vision. Today's guest on the show was not a paid advertisement. If you would like to be a guest on the show, reach out to us at itsyourbreak.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at It's Your Break. And subscribe to us on iTunes and Google Play.